Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How about them Canes? No? Huh? How about them Canes? I can't help but look across and I see, right away I see offensive linemen. I'll always see offensive linemen. I remember Brian McKinney coming in at 270 pounds, having to walk him across campus, try to get him into the School of Engineering. Brett Romberg, there he is. 6'2½ at least, right? Okay. Joaquin, where do I start? Right, coming at 220 pounds, you mastered the reverse pancake and then made it a pancake. It was unbelievable. But I say this because as we talk about building a championship program, as we talk about taking things and elevating the standard to elite levels, it all starts with work. And as I look at these young men and I look at some of the other guys that I played with or coached with, I remember things like when they had to get an IV for going way too hard during two-a-days, when you had to visit them at the hospital due to an unforeseen injury, when you saw the trials, all the adversity they had to overcome to elevate the standard here at the University of Miami, you realize more than ever that it's about the work. It's about the time invested. Because without that, it's not real. And it's time to go to work.
That was Mario Cristobal talking about expectations and getting to work. And, man, the expectations are friggin' like they've always been, super high. All right, before we get to all that stuff, we've got to get to an injury update here going into the bye week.
Right, we do have a bye week this week. No game this week for the Miami Dolphins, but we do have an injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Joe Patrick Laird, he took a little hit in the game, expected to miss a few weeks with an MCL sprain.
That's
good. So it gets a little bit better.
I thought he blew it out. He got clipped from behind.
Yeah, so that's it for there. Trill Williams, Adam Shaheen, Brandon Jones, Phillip Lindsay all would have been listed, I guess, questionable this week if there was a game. And guess what? Will Fuller's still on the IR.
Yeah, so Brandon Jones going to be a big one to get him back. Although I got to say, you know another guy we don't talk about that's really been good? He's almost like Van Ginkel, like the veterans that are really playing well that we don't talk about right now. Eric Rowe has been really good. Now, kind of got his job back because Brandon Jones, so right. He's had to play more snaps. But, man, he has really, really played well. I just sometimes we get going on our love affair for our young rookies. And,
oh, of course.
And they've been great. Yeah. They have been fantastic. The top three picks this year have been unbelievable the way they've turned it on.
All right, well, no official injury report, obviously, coming out for the Miami Dolphins, but this is the one brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
All right, and so anyway, the Dolphins get their 4 days off, which I believe is part of the agreement for a bye week. So they'll have, I think, come in today and then have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, if I'm not mistaken. Get a chance to watch a lot of football games.
I'm guessing you didn't have that much time off when you played?
Yeah, Shula gave you like a week off, right?
No, we didn't. We didn't have that. You know how you got it off?
Did you guys even have a bye week?
Yeah, we did. when we had the best record, one of the two best records in the NFL, we got a week off.
Right.
So we did get a couple of those.
Okay,
I'm not so sure they're good or bad when you're playing well. But
like, well, X-Man said that right after basically the game. He said we wish we didn't have the bye week. We're playing at a high level right now in the momentum, and you'd almost want to keep going. But he also said we probably need it with injuries.
I just think getting everybody healthy, and I got to say this because everybody and every coach on that staff's thinking it too. if today is their last day, the last thing he says to the team that every coach has always said with a bye week, guys, enjoy it. Take your time off. Please, please be smart. This is the time of the year, might as well bring it up, where somebody gets caught with another woman, pregnant wife's upset and hits him in the head with something. You get a little domestic problem. We've had guys in bar fights where they're maybe out just a little too late and, you know, you didn't want to back down from the dude that said something about you or your team.
Right.
We've had it all down here. South Beach has not been real nice to a lot of athletes through the years. If you decide, I finally got 4 days off, I made a lot of money, I'm going to one of those private clubs in South Beach. Be careful, man, because somebody's going to tell you. Somebody's going to tell you something you don't want to hear, like you're not very good, your team sucks, or that girl you're talking to's with me.
And that's
those,
the one, right?
Yeah, somehow women are involved in a lot of this.
You have experience with all those scenarios, I'm guessing, right? I mean, it sounds like.
Some of them,
right.
Yes, I am
that's
familiar
you,
with some of them.
You throw that out there.
But it was a different time. Like, different time. A lot of stuff we did got covered up. God bless the old police departments.
No one got that on the camera phone or social media
back
in the day.
Thank God
with
we
you?
We barely had phones, Zach. They were just coming out. But these guys. Yeah, it's
better to have a bye week off a five game winning streak than a 7 game losing streak. If you're gonna get in trouble with somebody saying something stupid,
there's nothing good time if you do something stupid now. The league.
I'm just saying the random guy maybe drunk at the bar after you lost seven straight and you guys.
Oh, you mean maybe guys be a little.
That's
nicer
what I mean. I don't mean like
club.
I mean I think you see a guy walking into a restaurant or a bar now. You're not gonna worry about the guy going, "Hey Joe, you suck, dude. The team sucks. Lost seven straight. You ever win a game again?" Now it's a little different, maybe. A little momentum.
I think they'd almost hope some of these guys head home, see family.
Right. Safe.
Probably be, you know, for some couple young guys maybe get a little homesick and want to get home for a couple days. But, there's that one thing that scares everybody. It's not Las Vegas, but it's South Beach.
Yeah, stay away from there.
And it's got to be entertaining and fun for a young dude.
With cash in his pocket?
With cash in his pocket. Right. Plenty of it, too. Plenty of it. You start dividing that money up into 17 weeks, it's a lot of money. And it's just screaming, spend me, spend me, spend me. No question about it. All right, listen, we've got a lot of other stuff to get to here. We heard from Mario Cristobal yesterday, and, expectations are going to be, with Mario coming back, with the amount of money he was paid, the amount of money his coaches are going to get paid, the commitment that the school and people who believe in the school, we've had more money come out to with their jets. Medical folks apparently going to help on the healthcare model or going to be involved in the sports a little bit. And we have found out that, and I don't know how much they're going to be giving or, you know, as they go through these different projects to upgrade the facilities and all the different things. And we got another guy working on his new ballpark. His son came out yesterday and told Dave Hyde, he said, "Who's going to pay for this?" And
the Ruiz family.
He said, "My father,
right.
Our family."
He also added Jimmy Johnson, Alonzo Highsmith to the little committee.
I will tell you, though, if that's true, and I don't know the guy again, and but I will tell you, you don't get that very often where a guy says, "I'm not looking for private money."
Right.
And I'm not looking for the rest of these guys' money. I'm going to pay for it. Our family's going to pay for it. Said, "How much do you think it's going to cost?" $500,000. Which may cost more than that, but you know, size.
Million. Right.
$500 million,
right.
Excuse me. I say $500,000. $500 million. Yeah. People are going, "Geez, Joe." Well, that's what happens when, you know, you're small.
Can't
time
even make
here,
an upgrade
man. Yeah,
stadium.
Yeah. $500 million dollars,
yep.
With
privately funded, I'm sure. Yeah. If the guy wants to do it, find the place and do it.
He's just
going to, you know.
Listen, nothing against the guy. And by the way, Tropical Park's been mentioned. There's some different locations in Dade County that would make more sense. But you really, really got to get off the Coral Gables High School. You just got to stop.
It's just not going to work there.
Right? You just have to stop. Like, and by the way, I have nothing but for respect for any man that's got lots of money and still says, "I am going to build University of Miami a football stadium. Because you know what that means, too? We got another high school football stadium.
That's right. Oh, that's a good point. Right.
Got to be thinking. We're a little short on high school football stadiums down in Dade County. Old Traz is doing everything he can. But, boy, that's a lot of wear and tear when you start talking about JV games, the youth games that are played all the time for the youngsters that play tackle, and then four high schools, sometimes more, sharing Traz Powell. That thing gets serious wear and tear on it. So
we're going to call the new stadium the new Orange Bowl if we get that made? We're going to have a little Orange Bowl flavor to it? The Ruiz family thinking about that?
The Orange Bowl, if they're going to build that down there, we'll never see the Orange Bowl. Mm-hmm. The Orange Bowl will stay right where it is. It's bigger.
Underneath.
It's got a lot of space. It's got everything. It's been upgraded for Super Bowls and championship-style games. And, God, the Orange Bowl. Man, what a game they have. Good God. Clearly the best game. You know how they've already ranked. Everything gets ranked. Everything in sports, by the way, gets ranked. Just give it a couple days once it all comes out. Everything gets ranked. That thing, we clearly.
Oh, they hit a home run. Grand slam.
We getting that Michigan and Georgia game is just a slam dunk. Talking to some of the members yesterday that were at the Orange Bowl tennis tournament. If you get a chance, get out there. These boys and girls, young men and women. So all the coaches, they're speaking of recruiting. So all the top tennis coaches from all the programs everywhere, all over the country, including every Pac-12 school, come out here for tennis because all these top players in the world are all here.
From all
the countries, all different countries. And there's top-ranked, you know, Americans there, but they're from everywhere. They're here for this tournament. So all those schools in one area, and they have to wear their shirts. It looks like.
I can only imagine, right?
Just from all these different schools. But if you get a chance.
Helping out Cal? You're going to bring free. A couple people
to Cal
there?
I don't do the tennis recruiting.
No, not.
I
mean, you would be the expert down here.
No.
That's like your home stadium. Veltri.
That is my home stadium.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But,
pay a little respect.
But, yeah, it was fun. I really had a fun time. I got a lot of steps in yesterday, and I watched some really, really good tennis yesterday. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, though. This is a pretty good time with we are right in the middle of some serious recruiting with a lot of schools down here, visiting high schools during the day and making home visits at night, trying to either get student-athletes to change their mind or try to get in there, try to get them to see the campus real quickly. And that's exactly what Mario Cristobal is doing. Plus, I am dying to see what that final coaching staff is going to look like. Anybody you'd like to see on the staff that would be new?
Yeah, a certain offensive coordinator maybe that's coaching in Buffalo.
You like to see
Ken Dorsey.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see Ken Dorsey there if he wants a job, because I think that he'd be up for an OC job maybe in the NFL coming up soon also.
That's a good question. So he's a passing coordinator and quarterback coach for Buffalo, which is pretty good money. And he's real close to being offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Do you wait for that or take an OC job with UM?
If his guy would have left last year like everybody thought.
Right. He would have gotten it.
If he would have got a head coaching job, didn't happen, then he would have been the offensive coordinator, and that's a big-time job on a really good football team.
But I will tell you this. If Brady wants to do it, Joe Brady, if there is some mutual kind of interest between UM
he's
and
he's going to have a lot of schools.
I know he is, but if there is, that's a coup also. If you could bring one of those two guys down here to be your offensive coordinator, wow.
Boy, that year he had at LSU.
Yeah, think about that.
By the way, coached under a guy that's, whether we like him or not, the Saints coach is one of the best in the business. He's pretty damn good. Pretty damn good coach. Yeah, that resume is pretty good, and whatever happened in Carolina with that thing.
He got blamed for it, whatever it was.
He took the heat for it, but I don't think it's going to affect his college.
No way. Someone's going to grab him in a second.
I would be really curious.
Hey, you tell me one of those two guys are coming down here for the OC job, I'd be very excited.
That's good.
That.
That's good. I'm with you on that. Either one of those guys and, of course, both guys had homes down here. Both guys, Doris was living in out in Weston, and Joe Brady, of course, went to high school down here. Yeah, pretty good, good stuff. Yeah. Everglades.
Oh, I thought Miramar. It was Miami Lakes.
Miramar.
No? Oh,
Miramar. That was close. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff we'll get to here this morning. Hey, I want to talk to you about ASP for just a second. Yeah, you've been hearing me talk about them being the best roofing contractors in South Florida. Well, let me tell you some more and get to learn a little bit more about ASP. Impact Windows and Doors. How about that? Yep, for the absolute leader for Impact Windows and Doors in South Florida, starting with the quality and service. They come out, they do a free estimate, help you select from over 50 different styles of Impact window and door combinations, including complete custom designs, all manufacturer direct, and to fit any budget. It's hassle-free from permits to installation with the goal to protect your home and family. ASP is quality. The details like the door hardware, window latches, impact glass materials, all built to last South Florida weather and the test of time. Don't go for those low-quality options out there. That's exactly what you're going to get, low quality. The quality and service is what makes ASP different. Impact Windows and Doors provide energy efficiency, protection from weather, burglaries, and the exterior noise, along with the insurance and property value benefits. Call ASP. We just gave you kind of a teaser. Get out there. If you've been thinking about doing it, ASP says, come on, man, mention me, Joe Rose, and you get a $5,000 discount. No payments until 2024. Let the ASP family protect yours. All you have to do is make that call, 305-340-2081, 305-340-2081, and let ASP help you protect your home today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I didn't want to bring it up, but it needs to be talked about with us getting closer to an NFL weekend coming up here, and that is, it used to be kind of a long shot to think it could happen. It'd be an unbelievable Super Bowl if it does happen. It would be a little payback if, honestly.
Oh, man, I know where you're going here.
Tampa Bay and New England. Yep. And it's not so crazy now.
No. A couple weeks ago it was, right.
It's not crazy at all.
Nope.
And by the way, Belichick, like, please snow and be windy. We'll play anybody in that stuff because we think we're pretty damn good after what they just did, taking on that Buffalo nasty-ass weather they had. But how good would that game be? Tom Brady and Belichick going against each other after Tom Brady got the Super Bowl championship, first year away from New England and away from Belichick, and everybody pretty much dog Belichick. See, he can win him. He didn't need you. And everybody just made it into a one-on-one, not looking at the teams or anything. Meanwhile, the smart one's Brady, man. He jumped on a team that was loaded
right, and
ready to go. So what's Belichick do? Belichick sells Robert Kraft, hey, listen, I got an idea. Never done this, so get ready. He goes, well, what are you going to do? He goes, I'm hitting that. We got a ton of free agent, and I'm going to build it to friggin' win right now. And I still remember Robert Kraft saying, you know, I'm just going to tell you, a lot of teams have tried this big free agent class, and it's been a disaster. Most of these guys don't play well. It ends up being a disaster, and it does.
And it set your team back, too, if you make the wrong moves for a couple of years.
You got dead money. Right. Lots of dead money after you dump guys.
You remember the storylines going into last year's Super Bowl. Tom Brady's back. Look what he did. Can you imagine if it's Tom versus Bill? What the storylines will be all week long?
It would be. I'm not saying everybody'd want to go, but you're going to want to watch that to see what would happen with, especially with Belichick and Bruce Arians being so different. There's just. I don't know. You still think Kansas City's got a chance?
I do, yeah.
When is that offense going to wake up? Now the
defense is. Defense is playing really well. That's why I think if the offense just wakes up, if something happens with that offense and they could just kind of blink their eyes twice and not, you know, play as bad as they've been playing, yeah, they're still pretty dangerous, especially with the defense playing well. I think that, but
let me give you two names a lot of people down here don't like. Two names. And I ask you, because Saban was here yesterday. A lot of people don't like him. Love that I think most people, like Belichick, say, I'm not going to lie, he's a great coach. They're both great coaches. I think they're the two best coaches in any level of sports, college or pro. I think they're one and two.
I think it's not hard to
I think
to
Belichick's
make that, right?
one and Saban's two.
Yeah.
I think it's that clear cut. I don't think Saban's ahead of
Belichick and then Saban. I actually think it's opposite.
Well, there's a reason I mean, get into. And that is, you only get one first-round pick and one second-round pick, and Saban can go out and have, on an average, seven or eight first-round picks every year.
Yep.
So that's the reason. And you're right. I mean, the other part of this is a ton of Division I programs, ton. There's only 32 NFL teams. But that 32 NFL team's got to play by the same rules.
Right.
They get same amount of money. Same amount of draft picks. Now, you can load them up one way or the other. You can give them away. The Rams are doing it one way. The Patriots are doing it another way, right? One team gives up all their draft picks and doesn't care, and they're trying to win it now. So everybody's got – and we did it. We had a different style, too, that we went after with just the exact opposite of the Rams. They were giving up picks. We were trying to grab them to get as many high draft picks as we possibly could. But – it would be hard, no matter how you feel about him personally. And I got a lot of my teammates, former teammates, cannot stand Bill Belichick. They're with Don Shula. There was too much cheating.
Bill Belichick, yeah.
For me to buy it, and Saban is a different. But most people, you have to admit, Saban's got a good chance of winning another.
Absolutely.
And Belichick's odds are getting better every day for another one without Tom. I just think
you bet against Saban right now in the Final Four?
Nope.
Yeah, I can't. I think Alabama's a favorite to win. Obviously, they're number one, but I would think they're the favorite in both, and they're going to win both these games, whether they play Georgia again or not. Bill Belichick's got a harder road to get to.
Wins, first of all, the AFC Championship game, and then wins the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback.
It's unbelievable.
That just takes that whole thing, whatever you think of that guy, that just takes it to a different level. I mean, it's already at a different level. For most people, if you're outside of South Florida, I mean, a lot of people look and, you know, the way those two guys, they're the two best at what they do. I can't think of a basketball coach, nothing against Coach K, nothing against any of the other guys, any of your favorite guys.
No, I mean, who's had a sustainable run like either one of those guys have had in any other sport? Like, you can't say anything of basketball. Like, who's had a sustainable run like that as a coach?
Had one right. year last year, and they almost 500. They were a fumble away in Buffalo from being 500. And he went out and had a different game plan, just unlike Belichick. We're going to go out and sign a ton. And right off the bat, they signed a ton of free agents, including
two tight ends. Remember, there's all that money, too, and then a couple wide receivers.
There's a defensive tackle we're right. very familiar for. Gotcha had 10 tackles right. in last week's game in the crazy weather. But they had – and they
Judon hit. Also. Like
Judon's
they,
the right. best story of the whole group.
Yeah, I agree.
So
all right, so Belichick and Brady are set up. We're in Radio Row for the Super Bowl week. You have to root for one team. You rooting for Brady to win another one or Belichick to beat Brady?
For Brady to
right,
win
I can't,
again.
I can't root for Belichick. I can't. It doesn't matter if they're the underdog story or look how good they've done with the rookie quarterback. I can't do it.
Hey, I got to tell you, I was screaming loud for Georgia last week, too, if you could have heard me. I was a big Kirby
can't,
fan.
Right,
that thing was 10-0 for a second. I was like, yeah.
And now that they're matched up the way they are, you know, do you think that Georgia could beat them in a rematch? Because I don't. I don't think they can. If Alabama and Georgia play for the national championship, Alabama's going to win that game.
Alabama and Nick's coaching exposed. Apparently nobody else knew about the weakness in the secondary or right. didn't have the players to do it.
Couldn't get that far down the field on them, right.
But, and Saban also has the best quarterback in college football.
Yeah, an 18-year-old kid is probably going to win the Heisman.
That throws it and throwing. They had the guy double team. They had to double team with safety, and he ran by both of them. That's one of those things you can't teach. That's one of those things where you just have one of their best receivers, expect to be a high draft pick, blows out his ACL, won't be around. And usually you go, wow, that's a huge loss. But you look at the next two or three guys that, and what they have, it's a freaking track meet. Mm. It's impressive.
Just think about all the guys they lost, Alabama, and they came back with this team they had, and they're still number one. The last couple of years, the amount of players that have left that team, been first-round picks, top picks, wherever they are, and it doesn't matter with Saban's team. Guys in the background just as good as the guys up front.
I saw what that looked like down here. And they didn't win them all. They had a chance. I know a lot of people forget because those teams. I still remember, what was it, one against Nebraska, one Notre Dame, Alabama, and Ohio State is the one that hurt the most because you thought you had that game. Yeah, just look at the amount of championships that school potentially is looking at.
Yep.
Crazy. And then the one they got screwed out of, the Sugar Bowl team, I don't think anybody beats that team. The team that beat the Florida Gators up. Oof. Beat them up before the game and then beat them up during the game. So
Alex Brown still has a black eye from that, I think.
All right, we got a lot more stuff. 305-567-0560 as we moving on. Milwaukee's in town. Always enjoy watching Milwaukee play. And Miami shorthanded tonight. And again, Jimmy Butler's out. Bam's out 4 to 6 weeks. And I'll tell you the mystery one, man, is Markieff Morris. And that whiplash from getting hit in the back, still out, still not ready to play. That's a little bit of a surprise there. Anyway, I want to talk about something that's not a surprise and really good every day, and that's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man, giving you the alternative to those big, slow-working banks to take advantage of these great rates that everybody has, low fixed rates, at 2.5 right now for you. Michael Kotze says, let me just tell you, if you're going to the bank, the 9 to 3 hours at the bank, let me just tell you this, taking a long, long time to get approved. They are absolutely backlogged right now. I can do it in half the time. And if you've had a bad hit on your credit score over the last year or two, I'll find creative ways to get you approved. I'm going to start with that. And then I want to tell you more about Michael Kotze. First of all, he's been in business here in South Florida for more than 25 years, man. Making loans happen for people in South Florida for more than 25 years. No nonsense. No runaround. Right to it. Any question you might have, you need to talk to Michael Kotze about reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, and refinancing in general. Michael Kotze is going to be there. And by the way, just gets it started and gets it done a lot faster than anybody else. It's about great service 7 days a week, even on the weekend. And if you're renting, I can tell you right now, and you're going, Michael, let me ask you a question. I've been renting a long time, but I'd like to buy. He's going to tell you to buy because money is cheap right now. Take advantage of these low rates. Yes, you want to buy something, you see it, stop paying the landlord. You start building up equity in your own home. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Kotze. Here's his cell phone number, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Call or text him. Visit choicemortgage.com. Learn more about them. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Change day without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Hey, welcome back and good morning. Hey, by the way, to everybody, because now people are texting and you missed out on, apparently, and if I didn't say and I didn't make it clear, I apologize. I said Belichick and Saban are the two best coaches right now in college and professional sports, period. So you don't have to send me Woody Hayes or John Wooden. You don't have to send those.
Yeah, Woody Hayes got texted.
I grew up with him. That was my favorite guy growing up. UCLA go 9,000 games in a row and never lose. With Walton and Lou Alcindor and Wicks and Rowe, Patterson, Gail Goodrich. I grew up during that time. I get it. We're talking about right now, actually coaching.
Presently. Not retired or not with us anymore.
Yeah, I got people sending me old coaches, the greatest coaches of all time, and said, I'm not doing the greatest coach. That show's not today. No. That coach has to do with one guy that we have to play twice a year and another guy that was down here recruiting all day yesterday. So, anyway, hey, if you see Mario out there, man, got to get rolling on this and get this recruiting thing, try to pick up a couple. I'm really looking forward. There's a couple of guys out there that Blue's keeping an eye on and everybody's keeping an eye on to see where some of these players are going right now. Things are kind of open. Florida Gators obviously going to try to make a push down here and get rolling a little bit. Florida State's been down here. I got to tell you something, man. I don't mean this as a shot for the Florida State coach. I don't.
But?
He's just a different personality that doesn't match up with mine. I had him on twice now. And just, yeah, he's a different guy. Maybe he's going to be a good coach. And,
yeah, maybe.
And everything. And maybe they're going in the right direction.
Maybe. Sure.
But, We'll see.
Mike Norville. Right?
So anyway, Mario was out recruiting. I'm guessing last night hit it hard and probably hitting it really hard at the schools today, and getting out there. I'm really, really curious to see what the coaching staff's going to look like, because with the amount of money they're going to be able to. He's got some coaches now are going to get. You know, now that we know for the first time, maybe ever, with the amount of money that's being thrown around in college football. There's going to be college coordinator jobs that you can get more money. You can make as much or more money.
Well, they're going to be more lucrative.
And longer. And so Ken Dorsey, it keeps popping up in my mind that he's going to get calls from some people. Well, maybe not just here, but in general, he's going to get calls. I mean, the money right now for coordinators – you know, when we talked about all these college football coaches making more than NFL coaches, because now we got another one makes more. There's a coach at UM makes more than the Miami Dolphins head coach. And I got to believe the money he's been put aside, his coordinators are going to make more than the Miami Dolphin coordinators on both sides of the ball.
Of course, yeah.
And so it's a good job is my point. And this is going on everywhere. The Clemson job. Venable left. I think he was making, somebody said, like $3 million a year.
That's ridiculous.
As a coordinator, I think Nick might pay more. So the amount of money that some of these programs are paying, and Miami jumped into it, said, hey, Mario said, it can't just be about what you're paying me and the commitment to me. It's got to be about my coaching staff. And so he's going to be able to get some good ones. Joe Brady's not a pipe dream.
No, I hope not.
If that's a guy you're interested in.
What about the other side of the ball? We haven't really talked about defensively. Like who we could bring in or who might be, you know, kind of rumored to be wanting this job or wanting to come down here. I haven't heard a lot. I've heard more offensive coordinator jobs.
Well, I'll tell you what, the way Utah just chewed up Oregon in a couple of games, I wonder, and this is not a shot, it's a fact. I wonder if he's interested in bringing his guys.
Right.
I'm dying to see how many of the guys jump on the next plane out because the first one already left. He and was a Marisol?
Maribol, I believe.
Maribol.
Yeah. And then the only other thing I saw was their strength coach. That's it.
Okay. So
that's it.
Anybody else coming or is the rest of them going, no, we're staying here in Oregon. We're good. Nike, bro. Nike.
I mean,
we're good.
There's incentive to stay, right? If you're going to be on that coaching staff in Oregon, there's plenty of cash to go around. Keep guys here. No, don't leave. Here's an extension.
And he's got, without saying names, he's got some really good high school coaches down here that could really help you as coaches as well as recruiting. And they're both really, really important. And I know Mario's a great recruiter, but it's nice to have somebody that a couple other guys that are really good recruiters as well for this area down here as they continue to try to get better and better players. You're not going to get them all. Never. That's never going to happen. You're never going to have them. Clemson's going to get them. Ohio State's going to get them. Georgia's going to get them. Alabama's going to get them. You want to make sure, though, you're getting your share of those fours and fives. That's all.
It's
never going to be a closed door, and you couldn't take them all anyway. There's too many of them. You got to decide
at least have to be in the final discussion for these guys. That's the problem also. It's been the last couple of years, right? A lot of these guys.
You have some guys that aren't even taking trips.
Not even in three or the five, whatever it is. That's right. You got to at least be in that conversation every year for the top guys. Then you know it's at least going in the right direction. And if Mario just brings that as a recruiter, then that's a win by itself.
And we got a guy that was a hell of a player at the U and a hell of a player in the NFL whose son is at American Heritage Plantation. And I don't know if the family felt he didn't do a good enough job, you know, recruiting their son or what happened there. But I don't know if it's going to change because Mario's here. But Miami hadn't been on his radar. And he's really good.
Yep, that's a problem, right. he's not on the radar, not that he's really
he's
good.
He's a really good player, which a couple schools have really done well at American Heritage Plantation,
yeah,
getting
sure
their top
have.
Guys. And one of those schools is Georgia. And the other one has landed a guy from Alabama.
That's right.
And that would be the head coach's son.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you can't get mad at that decision. That was a great decision.
Guys in the NFL, guys playing really good. I mean, if it wasn't for
3 years. Went
right.
3 years to school and was a high draft pick.
That's
and
it.
Going to be up for one of the better rookies in this first round of a draft that's, by the way, full of really good first-round draft picks. A lot of teams did really, really well. Just looking at that list again last night of just how good
you picked the quarterback.
Everybody is.
Outside of Mac. Anyone else really showing you a lot in that quarterback position?
I think the number one guy, I haven't even looked at his numbers, but I think Trevor Lawrence can be really good, and I haven't let up on that because he's on a
really stinky team.
Really bad team.
Yeah.
Really, really bad team. 305-567-0560. Woody, real quickly, man. What do you got coming in?
This one says Julio Frank is going to freak out with Mario's first week expense report.
I don't think so.
By the way,
you know, the president of the university took a lot of when he got here. He took a lot of – he was accused of a lot of stuff, starting with Herbie.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it was.
Something woke up.
But one day he apparently was lifting weights and said, you know something? I'm feeling a little stronger today. Got some people together. Whether it's the healthcare model or it's the potential money of people that want to get behind a program that are well-to-do financially. And he went out and spent my house. How about that? We heard, oh, he doesn't really care. He leaves everybody alone. He's worried about the academics, but he said he wants good sports. You know, yeah, yeah, right. How about nobody said a word about this guy and the commitment that he's made?
It changed. Something changed overnight there.
He put on his big boy pants. Yeah. He just put them, he whoop, whoop, put it right through the legs there, man. Say, here we go. Got a couple big guys with him and said, hey, you guys going to help me? Let's go out and do it.
Well, it helps when you have that also, right? A couple financial guys in the background. Say, don't worry about it. We got this. We need commitments on both sides, but we're going to get our guy. Pipe dream or not, we're going to get him, and look what happened.
It's been pretty good. Woody, what else you have this morning?
Here's a great matchup, possibly. The Dolphins playing the Patriots in the AFC Championship game.
There you go.
Very possible at this point.
Let's slow down on that, first of all. There you go. But go ahead. Let me hear. They're getting ready to play each other.
Well, I think they're going to beat the Jets. They'll get the 500.
I got news for you. That game, no matter what. And we've had this situation before where they've come home and they needed a win to get home field advantage, and we beat them. And they end up getting knocked out of the playoffs by Kansas City because they didn't have home field in a tight ball game.
Brady's farewell.
So I'm really curious to see what this is going to look like. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be packed. Watching New England Patriots and Miami Dolphins in the last game of the year, and I hope.
There's going to be a lot on the line on that game.
I hope there is something on the line. Yep. Like that you're sitting there at 9-7, but it's a long way to go.
Yep. Still a lot in
Ryan
front
Tannehill's going to have something to try to say about it playing against his old
Jeez,
team.
Jeez, of course.
He's going to say all the nice things.
Don't be that.
He's going to
say
all those nice things,
that, right?
But he would love to throw for 300 and have everybody healthy and have a big game.
And pop the tire on the playoff hopes right there for possible Dolphins.
We still got, like, any time you're in a situation, you still need a lot of teams to lose games. You're not in control.
Right, you put yourself in that position.
But you still win this thing out. It'd be one hell of a winning streak. But it's not. The road game's going to be tough, man. Jets are going to be tough. Jets came down here one year we were feeling real good.
All right.
And beat us. And you know who we saved his friggin' job? Slim Shady over on ESPN, Rex Ryan. They let him keep his job. They were celebrating. They're carrying him out. 8-8. You get to stay, Rexy. Sexy Rexy.
Hey.
Crazy, man. Hey, what do you got for us this morning here before we go to break and jump in this 9 o'clock hour?
All right, something nice for the guys out there because I know, listen, you're out there. You're probably worried about what you're going to get last minute for the holidays. Well, I have a gift for you right now. Actually, Diamonds Direct has a gift for you right now. It's a last-minute surprise sale on all earrings Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For these 3 days, you're going to take an extra 25% off the price of any pair of earrings. Yes, you heard me correct. If you're out there and maybe a pair of earrings is going to be the perfect gift, 25% off the price of any pair of earrings there at Diamonds Direct. All earrings on sale, Diamonds Direct. 25% off all diamond studs, all diamond hoops, all colored gemstone earrings. A great pair of earrings is the perfect gift. If you need to find something and you're still looking and it's last second for you at this point, get her an unbelievable pair of earrings at the best price on earrings all year round. And now 25% instant savings. That's right. Diamond earrings with sapphires, diamond earrings with emeralds, gold earrings, all new designer fashion earrings. And nobody does diamond stud earrings better than Diamonds Direct. Come in this weekend and save 25% off. Diamond Direct's incredible everyday value prices. That's about special financing too. Diamond Direct's incredible holiday earring event happening this weekend. It's an epic event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get showroom directions, more details, and special hours at DiamondsDirect.com. And like I always tell you, Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.